Hey, good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show right here on talk808.com. Thank you for joining in and listening in. Really appreciate your participation in these few moments that we have. 782-6627 is the number if you'd like to call in and talk, share something. But got a topic this morning. We're going to actually be talking about some matter related to the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And I say this morning, actually, we've been talking about it all day long and yesterday and the day before. Someone alerted us to some concerns, what they believe is some improper behavior on the part of Ms. Suzanne Case and the DLNR and just in her capacity as chairperson of the Land and Natural Resources, Hawaii State Department of Land and Natural Resources, that is. And as always, we try to bring to you some of the things that don't get expressed openly, overtly on TV news, or you just can't participate in the meetings, or, you know, you go to a board meeting, you're likely to just find the greatest insult or experience the greatest insult you've ever lived through. And that is the way it's handled. You know, if they don't like the way things are going, too much pressure on them, then they call an executive meeting and they have the counseling of the attorney general. Imagine a situation or setting where you like a courtroom. You show up and you're representing yourself as a public. You come in to testify and you come in to state your statement, your stance, or your agreement, or your disagreement to something, or your promotion or advocacy for something. And you're on your own accord. You're just operating from the seat of your pants most times of people that are activists and all. But the board is structured in such that it has at its disposal, immediate disposal, and a deputy attorney general, in other words, a lawyer. So everything that you come in, you're just a citizen behaving as if you come in before this board to have justice or seek justice or permits or whatever. And you are, unless you got money in your pocket and can afford these things, you're all just waving in the wind, my friend. So anyway, having said that, Suzanne Case, the governor felt necessary to keep her, so it's cheaper to keep her, I guess they say in the old blues song. It's better to keep her there than to have her on the outside making rumbles and troubles. And because whenever you see one, you see the other. So what was brought to our attention, and now we don't, the participants in this, a certain parties, we're not talking to them, what they've done, what they haven't done. We don't care. But what we did, before we go and talk about this subject, I wrote a letter to Suzanne Case in the form of a Uniform Information Practices Act request, asking specific questions and asking information and about this subject. And this subject was what we were informed, and you know, we got to make sure that we're accurate. And before we make claims and make statements, and it's just fair to Ms. Case or anyone. I would want the same thing done to me if this fairness is a concern, and accuracy should steer everyone. And so that's what we do. We're guided by that rule. Don't lie and don't do something that you know is not factual. So we're at our best ability. We reach out. We wrote Case, the DLNR, and we had asked that they provide us a statement before the week Friday, end of business on this past Friday, because we were going to be discussing this matter on our show. Well, we didn't get any response to the actual answers or specifics. What we did get was, and it's quite comical, I think it sets a precedent, or it suggests that these people are just crazy as hell and just arrogant. And David Ige, the governor, deserves such representation. And I think it's going to be going to portray his administration as a bunch of thugs, bandits, do-gooders that came to do good for themselves, and hell with the people. That's what this Department of Land and Natural Resources, you have so many contentious issues out there. And David Ige is the little man, in a sense, not of physical stature, but the little man that came from the hard fields and immigrant parents, and, you know, like we all are immigrants. But for some reason, he relinquished all of this authority to people such as Suzanne Case. And unless we get to control Suzanne Case, and that control comes with the governor saying to her, we won't tolerate nonsense or special favors to anyone. And that's basically what this story suggests, that Suzanne Case is behaving in a way underhanded, and we don't know that to be the facts, but when we share with you this document that we have, and in regards to the continuation of the point I was making about asking them to respond to certain questions, they didn't respond to any specific questions, but they did say, paraphrasing, the information, the questions you're seeking can be found on our website. So that lends itself to me saying that anytime any other media source write you a letter asking you questions because of a matter that just popped up today, or they write you a letter, you should be sending them a letter saying to them, you can find this in books found in the library, or you can find this in postings on our website. We're not going to answer any questions. So I don't know what brings them to that point. To think that that's okay and how they project that toward me. But it's okay. It speaks of their integrity, and it speaks to my claim that they are corrupt and arrogant and irresponsible and have no connection to the public interest. They're not there for the public interest. In fact, it's consistent with what we have claimed all along and have portrayed accurately, that under Suzanne Case, there is a movement to privatize the Department of Land and Natural Resources and steer away many, many important projects and issues, suppress many of them, suppress the biologists, suppress field managers, suppress everyone, so that she can install her agenda. And that agenda is from her public participation prior to becoming, and her external desires to be in the world of environmentalism and management, when it's not really serving the best interests of the people in the state in total. So I would submit that thank you very much for not answering my questions. And yes, I can find them on the internet. And yes, I had already looked at the internet because I knew it would be some hanky-panky on your part, Ms. Case, and others involved in the Department of Land and Natural Resources, that you would, in fact, do just that. You took upon yourself. It is my understanding that on July 27th, there was a board meeting, Department of Land and Natural Resources board meeting. And your office under the DOBAR, Department of Land and Natural Resources, Department of Boating, Division of Boating and Recreation, they handle harbors. And under their purview, you lease land to private entities or lease land to other agencies or state or federal agencies. And that is a way the state is compensated by collecting a fee, whether it's if you're selling candy or you're selling cookies and cakes or hamburgers, or running a restaurant on the pier within the harbors or confines of the state lands that is managed by Department of DOBAR, then you would be in agreement and would have to sign something. You would have to have a revocable permit. You would have to have all of those things. So in reference to that, the Department of Land and Natural Resources, Department of Boating, a Division of Boating and Ocean Recreation, on July 27th, They submitted under Mr. Ed Underwoods, who's the director or the chief of that division, chief administrator of Dobar. And specifically, he submitted land board members, quote, subject, request authorization to allow GKM Inc. boating lease number H824 to add fuel cells to the lease chart character of use at a rental rate of 5% of gross fuel receipts situated at Honokahau, Small Boat Harbor, Kailua Kona, Kealakehe, Island of Hawaii, and gave a tax map key and all. I won't bore you with that. And the request was, the Division of Boating and Ocean Recreation is seeking approval from the Board of Land and Natural Resources to authorize GKM Inc. to conduct fuel sales and to update the lease character or use of to include fuel sales at a rate of 5% of gross fuel receipts in the Honokahau Small Boat Harbor. Now, we were told from this anonymous source who apparently has some connections or has some interests or just a citizen who's just fed up, and they asked us to look into it. And so we were able to gather these information documents from the website, as they later suggested that we go to the website. We already know how to navigate our ways through that. So we had that information, but we wanted to hear the part where Ms. Case came in. And in that situation, Ms. Case, when this matter was submitted, you have to submit it under the Sunshine Act rules, and then you have to submit it before you have a public hearing. It has to go certain terms on Sunshine Act. Well, we were told initially in the phone calls that it was she pulled it without any warning to any of the board members or anything. She just struck this matter from the agenda as an agenda item. And that item would be J1. So that if you want to look for yourself, go to the website, Department of Land and Natural Resources, and look on the Dobar and look for July 27th, 2018. And you will see that she withdrew. It'll say the matter was withdrawn. No explanation or anything that we could find. Now, the character use of that property over there was described as occupy and use premises principally for marine and marine-related activities, which include the following: marine hardware supplies, marine paints and other varnishes and finished materials, services, the construction, operation, and maintenance of boat haul-out facility for boat repair and storage. These are the things that are being asked to be allowed under this permit. Why she pulled this permit, we don't know, but it goes on. It's extensive. The construction, then the repair facility for maintenance and repair of boats. 3, marine workshop facilities. 4, rigging and swagging vessels, administrative offices for boat repair and storage facilities. The submerged land shall be used exclusively for berthing of vessels for servicing and repair, and the adjacent land area for use as a work dock area. These are the things that are included in this character use that submitted by Mr. Ed Underwood in an attempt to, you'll hear later, to remedy something that had been going on that was not quite right. So this basically would have put the wheels or set something straight to the best of their ability and deal with some old matter that had not been addressed. And so good on Ed Underwood's part. You know, many times we found that we ourselves and others, many others, throw rocks at him. In this situation, he went to remedy something that was broken, it appears. And we're not going to applaud that, because it should never have been broken. If you're renting and leasing property from the state, you should be compensating the state and with accuracy and sufficiently and be timely in your repayments or payments to the state and collection, because it's product, it is a product of the people. We own that land. We are the owners and caretakers of that. So when others come to make use that land or that water for making profit, quite naturally, we don't want to profit on our backs. We want to enhance our ability to manage our resources by collecting a portion or percentage of the material or the monies that's collected from their business, as well as to sustain and upkeep and enforce and regulate and modernize the facilities if necessary. Now, the BLNR authorized to add fuel sales to GKM Inc. and the character use. So the following additional marine-related activities may also be conducted within the demise premise upon prior written approval by the lessor. Then that relates to sails, sailboats and powerboats and other watercrafts, charts and maps and nautical publications, navigation. So we'll go through that. This packet that was sent by Ed Underwood and submitted to the board, but somehow it met its demise, it met its death at the doorsteps or at the fingertips of Suzanne Case without any public knowledge or public explanation. Or when you pull something like that, now we understand it has been uttered that the Attorney General says to the board members, well, you voted to allow her to have that authority, that power to pull matters. I don't know that to be factual, but in our effort to gather information on this matter, we were told that that is the case. The case. Now, sail making, canvas good, repairs, all these things. The annual rental, $120,184 per annum, payable in quarterly installments of $30,046. Now, that would have been what is paid by the lessee. Now, this is where it really speaks to and the concerns. What is Suzanne Case up to? Why is it that people that are intimate with this are calling us up and saying, you know, we were there. We don't like what happened. We didn't have a chance to have any input. We know that, and it's not fair to us. We believe, these are the people that was talking to me, we believe that this is unfair to other businesses to allow one business to operate and not be current in its payment or have the right to sell fuel legally. And the claims here, as we'll hear, is that this one entity, GKM, is allegedly selling fuel to the public when it was not part of their lease agreement and character use to sell fuel to the public. Some other entity had that right. But apparently, the claim is, the allegations are, this company, GKM, had been in that mode of selling fuel to the general public, contrary to its character use and lease. And this is why this new proposal or submittal that was made by Ed Underwood, it is our understanding. So there's, in this report or in this submittal, there's some very interesting but sad things. You have to ask it, why would Suzanne Case withdraw this unannounced and just spontaneously withdraw it without explanation, without promise to revisit it, without notification that it would be reassigned or anything? It was just pulled because it was under her authority that she was granted by the board. So Underwood put together a pretty good report, and consisting of this letter. I'm going to call it a letter, but we'll get more accurate. During the process of reviewing Dobar fuel agreements, Dobar property management staff found that there was no fuel agreement for GKM Inc. This is what Underwood and his underlings submitted to the board as part of this packet. This is not my words, and we're not making any claims. We're just reading strictly from what was submitted officially and is represented and is found on the Department of Land and Natural Resources website. After reviewing GKM Inc. records, Dobar found a plethora of documents referencing GKM offering fuel sales at Honokahau Small Boat Harbor without BLNR approval. CX attached Exhibit B. Now, in my opinion, in my observation, Suzanne Case, when we are already strapped and every nickel is good in today's environment or climate for managing the resources because environmental concerns are getting less money directed to it. A lot of money is being diverted. Even when it's being earmarked, it's still being diverted. So you would think in her position, she would have no hesitation to submit this and let it flow and let it go through the process and let the board members. This would have been revenue. Now, she didn't say, and I understand it, she didn't say she disagreed and think that the state was getting the short end of the stick on this deal, so therefore she's rejecting it. She just withdrew it with no warning that we can find public. As a reference, Kona Marine Holdings lease gives them rights to sell fuel, but not exclusive rights to sell fuel at Honokahau Small Boat Harbor. Also, Kona Marine Holdings is required to pay 5% of gross fuel sales. According to GKM lease number H824, the, quote, character of use, end quote, does not include fuel sales. Furthermore, Kona Marine Holdings, Inc., is at a disadvantage in competing with GKM because Kona Marine Holdings lease requires them to pay 5% gross receipts while GKM is presently conducting fuel operations without written approval and currently not paying any percentage of gross receipts to the state of Hawaii. I'm not making that claim. I'm reading from a submittal submitted by, under the section of remarks, by Ed Underwood and his underlings, who in turn are trying to set the train back on its track, so to speak, or upright the derailed train, or compensate the public for what it had not been compensated for, allegedly. So any way you look at it, half-ass or not, Suzanne Case owed the public a better service than this when the experts under her put together a substantial, as they describe it, a plethora of documents that speaks to these issues and the unfairness that is suggested in this on the part of that's inflicted by the Department of Land and Natural Resources to allow one business to operate under certain conditions in the same area and another would operate on the conditions that they allegedly are violating and not compensating the public or DLNR for their use of certain lands begs a big question. Whose side are you on, Suzanne Case? Who are you serving? Why are you behaving in such a fashion? Why are you withdrawing documents and submittals from board hearings that the public, it's structured. This is our effort to manage our resources. You're just a small party entity involved in this process. You're not king or queen. You are working as a public servant. We pay you. And you should abandon that strategy of trying to privatize or trying to ignore and give your friends or people that you think are going to favor you later in some form or fashion. This does not speak about the parties that are receiving these. We don't know the details. So we're going to adhere to what is stated in this document and what is being represented by Mr. Ed Underwood. The sublease, the state of Hawaii consented to a sublease by Gentrick Pacific Limit. That's GK. Lease number H832 to Honokahau Fuel, Inc. doing business as Hunnicutt Howe Gas and Oil Company. Lease number GMK011. The board approved the sublease in October 12, 1984. The sublease terms was for 20 years, commencing February 12, 1985 and ending in February 2005. However, Hunnicutt Howe Fuel filed for bankruptcy between August 15, 1986, effectively ending sublease GKM011. See attached exhibit in D. We may complain about government workers not doing the job and, you know, haphazardly or just flirting with around the periphery. Folks, they did their job in this one. And then what happened? They get a backhand slap from their chairperson, the chairperson of the Board of Land Rent and Natural Resources, and the chairperson who is the same person as Suzanne Case. That's the way the Constitution or the legislators allowed this to happen. So who is she really serving? I ask again. So the Hunnicutt Howe Fuel bankruptcy, termination of lease. Hunnicutt Howe filed a bankruptcy between August 28th. And so the Gentry Pacific Limited petitioned the United States Bankruptcy Court on January 27, 1989 with a motion to, quote, a motion to order confirming rejection and termination of sublease number GKM011. Gentry Pacific's motion for the order confirming rejection and termination of lease was granted, and the sublease GKM was deemed rejected and terminated on February 3, 1989 by the United States Bankruptcy Court. See attached Exhibit E. This packet consists of about 94 pages, folks, that was submitted. Very good, well done job on the part of Dobar. After the bankruptcy was completed, GKM took over the operation of the business without assignment approval from the state of Hawaii. Let me read that again. After the bankruptcy was completed, GKM took over the operation of the business without assignment approval from the state of Hawaii. And that was 1989. Permitted use of land lease. The permitted use of the sublease was to be used by the sublessee solely for following and or for no other purpose. Selling of gas, diesel, and oil to commercial charter and pleasure boats within the leased area. They were allowed to do that. The fueling facility with Gentry leased area was approved by the state with the condition that fuel will be, quote, sold only to its tenants and not intended as a retail fuel facility to service the general public, end quote. Now, I'm not representing any facts from my part. I'm speaking specifically to this document. And this document, you don't have to introduce anymore. The state has done its job. I don't see any letters or subsequent contacts or memorandums or anything that takes issue with this. Whereas by Gentry, they may be out there, but Suzanne Case, shortstop, so to speak, blocked it. So if there are any, she probably got them in a purse somewhere hiding them, because apparently this is consistent with privatizing and then allowing others to do whatever they want to do at the expense of the public without compensation to the public, as stated in this document. GKM response. GKM's attorneys responded by letter June 25, 2018, which stated that GKM was granted rights to conduct fuel assignments of lease recorded October 16, 2002. See Exhibit F. GKM also stated that fuel sales were initially conducted at Hunnicutt Howe Fuel Inc., Hunnicutt Howe Partnership Inc., and they considered the ongoing fueling activities permitted under said lease. Ms. Prettyman's letter also alluded to selling fuel to the general public. There is currently no way for the Hunahou trailer boating community to purchase or procure fuel unless they drive all the way around to the other end of Hunahou small boat harbor where vessels or vehicles are fueled. No launch ramps located there. Then drive back around the launch ramps on our north side of the harbor. Very challenging and not safe, end quote. This is their letter. Hunahou Fuel filed for bankruptcy and Hunahou Partnership permitted lease use was the sale of ice, fish, and photography only. Not mentioning any gas or anything. And this, again, once again, we're talking about the activities occurring at Hunahou Harbor involving GKM and others and the state of Hawaii, Dobar. Dobar made a request to bring this up to date, so to speak. I'm paraphrasing or just shortening the real intent was to rein everything in, this matter that has been festering, try to fix it. Suzanne Case, for some unexplained reason, but she didn't have to give a reason, under these conditions or this climate, you know, armed with an attorney general deputy sitting next to you or in the same room advising you per every word you speak or breathe. And the public is really, it's laughable because the people whom she managed under the Department of Land and Natural Resources submitted this document in that capacity. She then puts on her hat as a Board of Land and Natural Resources, leaving behind her chairperson of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and then she becomes a Board of Land and Natural Resources chairperson, and then she reaches in the bag and pulls it out and says, no, 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 this one won't go. Kind of lunatic, actually, and it's not her fault. The fact is that if we set up a system like that, then we're just as crazy and as lazy as the rest of the bunch for accepting that. And so this, again, falls under the eyes and ears and watchful duty of Mr. David Ige, governor. These are the people that he appointed. Now, you wouldn't think that David Ige, the governor, would sanction this. But then in Mr. Ige's administration, to be honest with you, it is a matter of laissez-faire, leave alone, let hands off. I appointed you, you go ahead and do your thing. And we're just as a side note, we're shocked that Scott Enright of the Department of Agriculture was let go, we're told. And that he must have really done something really, 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 really bad for David Ige, the hands-off manager, to get rid of him. So we don't know what it is, because if we can witness this kind of behavior on the part of Suzanne Case, withdrawing submittals that submitted by her own people under the Department of Land and Natural Resources, something's wrong. Something stinks. Something's wrong in Denmark. And we don't believe it's a dead rat. We just believe it's bad behavior. You know, what they call BS. But anyway, it's a TV show and radio show, so we'll keep it clean to the best of our ability. But GMK's attorney states that at a hearing on March 24, 2006, quote, the DLNR approved relocation of the fuel dispensers and the convenience store fueling station improvements and consented to Gentry's Kona Marina mortgaging of its lease to secure the $1 million they further contend that the approval of the loan and the extension and mortgaging of the lease for the express written purpose of relocating and improving an ongoing fueling operation at Hunahou Harbor is all the written approval that should be required, end quote. This is GKM's response to DLNR's submittal. as part of, at some point they had given this statement. They further contend that, quote, the approval of the loan and extension of the mortgaging of the lease for the express written purpose of relocating and improving an ongoing fuels operation at Honokohau Harbor is all the written approval that should be required in item J1 of the March 24, 2006 Board of Land and Natural Resources meeting does not contemplate the relocation of the fuel dispensers and the convenience store fueling station improvements. In fact, the submittal states that loan proceeds will be used to renovate the existing steel building and add additional square footage. Plans were approved by DLNR on December 29, 2004. GKM is also proposes to renovate the haul-out slip and travel lift to accommodate larger vessels and make repair existing buildings, parking lots, and fencing. Nowhere in the submittal or minutes does it mention fueling facilities. Blah, blah, blah. See Exhibit G. Well, you folks over there at Alawai on the island of Oahu, you have this concern. You have things to be concerned with because she want to privatize that. She want to privatize Kihei. She want Kihei Lagoon. She want to privatize Kiwalo. I'm sorry. She's already privatized that. You're a little late. She agreed with DHCDA. And really, they don't have jurisdiction per se, but HCDA does. It falls under theirs. But there are some matters or concerns that it relates to the DLNR in that harbor. For example, how ceded lands and things of that nature, lands in a crossing to egress and ingress over ceded lands and what have you. So there's a lot of concerns. Here is DLNR Dobar made a great effort, as I've said earlier, and it was one we as taxpayers would be proud of, to honestly to say to you that they went above and beyond, but then they had the wings clipped by Suzanne Case, who withdrew that without any explanation that we could find. In this report, Gentry Pacific, it stated that the history of selling fuel to the general public, Gentry Pacific Limited has continuously disregarded instructions over the years from both the Department of Transportation and the Division of Boating and Ocean Recreation to cease offering sales to the general public. Yet, Suzanne Case, when this could have been fixed, as her people had given her the right tools, she withdrew it at the board so the board wouldn't hear it. On July 17, 2017, Tina Prettyman sent a letter to Dobar stating the following regarding the fuel sales at Gentry's Corner Marine. Quote, with regard to the sales of fuel, GKM has correspondences on file with your department and board approval for a convenience store gas station. See attached exhibit. Dobar has requested this documentation from GKM, Inc. several times, but Dobar has yet to receive any such documentation. Furthermore, during the sublease period, GKM, Inc., requested several times to amend their lease to sell fuel to, quote, outside vehicles and vessels, end quote. The Department of Transportation denied each request. So everybody seemed to have been on top of this. And it's as it's going along and the new revelations and the new introductions, this would have fixed this matter better than what we just leave it live in limbo. So something's wrong here, folks. Suzanne Case is a bad case of public relationship, of public interest, serving the public. We compensate her. We pay her salary. We give her insurance. We give her expenses and all of that. So she's not doing this as a favor to us. So why on earth would she unravel or undermine or ignore or marginalize the actions and the work, the fine work in this case, of her own underlings, the people that she managed. So Dobar is seeking to amend GMK. They're not saying we want to put GKM out of business or take any harsh action. We just want to recover what the public is rightfully owed for the activities that have, the past activities and the future activities. We want our money, honey. Sorry, it's getting to that, a little squabble. But Dobar is seeking to amend GKM Inc. lease to include fuel sales at a rental rate of 5% of gross fuel receipts. Dobar is also seeking to honor the original sublease terms that limited fuel sales to GKM Inc.'s tenants only. So it's only fair. Now, I'm not up to snuff on all of the details of what this matter is and what's going on in Honokahala, and I don't want to impugn the integrity of anybody, the lessees, or GKM, or anyone else. Again, so that you will know that I'm speaking specifically to an article or document that was submitted for board hearing, land board hearing, by the Department of Land and Natural Resources, Dobar office, whom their boss slash board chairperson took upon herself to withdraw that submittal, that agenda item, without giving it any hearing. And yet we still have the problem that was pointed out in this document. Recommendations. And this is like, remember when you were a little kid and your mom had some medicine for you and, you know, they tried to tell you that if it tastes bad, it's good for you. You know, well, this is good medicine. Dobar states that they're recommending in their package that they submitted in this agenda item that the Board of Land and Natural Resources, one, authorize GKM Inc. to conduct fuel sales under the terms and conditions cited above, which are by this reference incorporated within the further subject to the following. Update boating lease H824 character use to include fuel sales at a rental rate of 5% and gross fuel receipts. Restrict fuel sales to GKM tenants only. And such other terms, conditions may be prescribed by the chairperson to best serve the interests of the state. You can't get any better than that, folks. BLNR authorized to add fuel sales to GKM HA2 use and collect 5% GR fuel sales. And this was signed by Megan Statz for Ed Underwood, Administrator, Division of Boating and Recreation. Approved by Suzanne Case. Now, folks, I got to beg of you to keep me from going loony here. How is it now? And I want you to take a close look at this. How is it that Suzanne Case sits on the Board of Land and Natural Resources and is the chairperson of the land, the Board of the Natural Resources Division or Department, DLNR? So two hats she's wearing. On the one hat, the people she managed put together this package and says, "Boss, I think we're getting the short end of the stick here, it appears, and we're causing some dissension amongst other customers, and we believe that it's not fair, and we want to straighten things out. So, this is what we recommend doing, and we'll submit this recommendation to the Board of Land and Natural Resources, which you chair, boss." She then signs it and say, as a chairperson of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, she signs it, giving its approval. to go farther and be submitted and be assigned to the agenda for hearing by the land board itself. And then in turn, when it makes it there on the day of the board meeting, she withdraws it, the item. Again, there may be some explanation, but we didn't find it on the website. Maybe an oversight, but we don't care. This would fix something. It would be the first good step in fixing something and serving the public interest better. But it didn't happen. So there's something wrong here. And as you can see from the overhead shot of the harbor and what have you at Honokahau, and we're going to get you some more pictures and things of that nature to put in. But we believe that this is perfect example of what we have been trying to convey to you. And we've had other examples, privatizing, hiring friends, hiring nieces and nephews, using money that were taken from vessels running aground, destruction of coral through penalties that are recovered, and using that money, the tsunami fee that paid by the Japan government for tsunami waste and what have you, even that was misspent and fraudulent, and they cover that up. But again, this is under the Ige administration. And Ige is a good man. I mean, I think he stands for goodness. And I think that he did not intentionally doing any of this, but you need to put in a few sergeants of arms or something to make sure that these people don't go astray with their underhanded practices and ability to ignore the needs of the public and the purpose, their role, and not to be abusive and not to try and pad the deal or fix the deal for friends or political interests. Something's wrong. So you'll see that we'll, from this packet here, and you can go to the Department of Land and Natural Resources and get that. And you can see all the correspondences that were submitted as part of support for this project and for this hearing that was submitted. And I just, I'm trying to scroll through here. Let me find it. And now, what we are hearing is that the Dobar hired a property manager, and that property manager was his tenure here was short-lived. And so I want to read your letter that was written to GKM Inc. by a gentleman by the name of Kenyatta Russell. And Mr. Russell was the individual that was hired from out of state and was given a job, and his job was to serve as a property manager. Now, I haven't spoke to him. I sent out an email. He then moved back home, we're told, because he had some concerns he did not like, and I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I'm only conveying to you what others have told me, and that I did meet him by coincidence, and he was well-versed, had good intentions. And like we, others that were talking to him suggested, you're in for a rough ride, my friend. The Department of Land and Natural Resources does not appreciate people that want to do good, that are honest. The Department of Land and Natural Resources, under the guidance of Suzanne Case is expected. We have people in Boating that went to jail on in violation of the ethics rules here recently with contracts on Kauai. And there's many others. Wesley Choi of Dobar, not on the case. But again, there's something about Dobar, and you got good people. Not everybody there has a need to work, be underhanded. So Mr. Kenyatta wrote to GKM Inc. on the... it didn't put a date on the letter, but we'll say that it's number 14 in the packet of 94 pages. On May 25th, 2008, J7, the Board of Land and Natural Resources authorized continuation of your revocable permit 5 retroactively for 1 year from July 1, 2018 to June 30th, 2019. During the RP revocable permit number 5 submittal process, Dobar was informed of ongoing fuel sales, fuel operations being conducted at the Honoka House Small Boat Harbor location, lease number H824. According to the GKM Inc. lease, the character of the use does not include fuel sales. Dobar has no records of lease or lease addendums granting permission to conduct fuel sales at this location. Going back to where we were in the Mr. Kenyatta's email or letter to GKM. According to GKM's lease, the character does not include fuel sales. Dobar has no records or lease addendums granting permission to conduct fuel sales at this location. However, fuel sales may be conducted within the demise premises upon prior written approval by the lessor per GMK's lease. So this was all put in the lease, and the Division of Boating and Ocean Recreation will be going before the Board of Land and Natural Resources tentatively July 13, 2018, to request authorization to allow GKM to offer fuel sales. Dobar is seeking to add fuel sales to GKM Inc.'s character use at a rate of 5%. If you have any documentation granting permission to conduct fuel sales, please forward a copy to Kenyatta Russell at Hawaii.com. And our address above attention, Kenyatta Russell, prior to your July 1st, 2018. Should you have any questions, please contact property manager. So anyway, sorry about that interruption of that bout with sneezing and coughing. My goodness. Dust gets in your eyes and up your nostril. But anyway, I hope that you can appreciate what we have shown here, and I want to make sure that we adhere to the document itself. We believe that we didn't need to bring anything else in, and it is still comical that to be respectful and send in a formal request, and all we get back was suggesting that we can find what we're looking for on the website. We had specific questions. For example, one of the questions, I don't think I can find it on the website. If you're listening, Mr. Dennison, as you wrote back to Ms. Case, I can't find on the website the question and answer that I ask you. Why did you pull it? What was the reason you pulled it? And are they paying the money? Well, I guess I'm going to go with what I read on the website and just read to and shared with the listeners out there and the viewers. And that is, they're delinquent or have not paid a 5% or does not have authorization to sell fuel to the general public. and a number of other things. So I really appreciate that, and it really portrays you as being insensitive and out of touch, and you're apparently operating your own job the way you want it to operate, only for certain people, only for certain media, and I guess because you think that we're small or insignificant, we're not entitled to that. But I want to remind you, the Uniform Information Practices Act applies to you, me. It affords me the opportunity to ask you for certain documents and certain information. And I would beg of you not to repeat that practice, but you've had a bad habit of treating me as if I'm the stepchild of the black guy from down the street there. But we'll deal with that and accept it as being we don't know what other explanation to have that we can bring forward and suggest to us and explain to us why is it, Mr. Dennison, that you continue to deny and deprive me of my rights and exercising my rights under the Uniform Information Practices Act. You know darn well that I cannot find on the website answers to my questions as to why Suzanne Case pulled the document, when did she pull it, will she be resubmitting it, and what were some of the specifics that she's working on to make sure that this matter is resolved and the people come into compliance of their lease conditions. So I'm going to leave you with this and say thank you for joining in and thank you for listening. Again, if you have any information related to this or any other ideas or stories or information you want to talk about, send them to carol@carolcox.com. That's C-A-R-R-O-L-L at C-A-R-R-O-L-L-C-O-X.com. And you also might want to continue to take a peek at our EnviroWatch website. We had a server problem and some electronic problems. We fixed that, and we'll go to EnviroWatch.org, and many of these stories and some historical background on other things, shark finning, dog-eating meat, meat-eating bills, and those kinds of things, and fisheries, and many other things. So feel free to go there, and thank you for joining me at carolcox.com. And go to the website, and you can see many of the stories that we carried over from KWAI 1080 AM. But most of all, watch the Alelo show every Sunday and every Thursday and other nights on Alelo 54. Thank you for joining me, and I appreciate you listening. Aloha.